countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
Now, later this morning, Waterford dairy farmer Anthony Betts will wave goodbye to farming after 40 years of milking. Anthony has decided to get out of farming because his children are pursuing other careers, so there's no successor. And while he's in good health, he feels, well, it's time to sell the cows. Originally from a farm in Clonmel, the Betts family came to the current farm between Fenner and Tramore in the 1970s as part of a land commission farm swap. And following the death of Anthony's father in 1983, it was destined that he'd take over.
It was distant, I suppose, in the sense that it was traditional, wasn't it, that somebody would take over and continue on, and they weren't exactly asked whether they wanted to or not.
It was just a given that you were going to take over here.
Yes, yeah.
So you're farming here outright since when?
Since, well, my father died in 83, so on my own then since 83, yeah.
Do you remember how many cows you were milking back then?
Around the 40 or 42, I'd say. Yeah.
And you're up around 80 something now, is it?
Well, around the 90. I hadn't any ideas that I wanted to go off and have a second farm or a third farm. If I can do what I'm doing here, well, but I wouldn't like to be completely and totally in a management position. I feel myself that the work actually keeps you grounded. And it's actually therapeutic.
Therapeutic, yeah. You got to enjoy it.
Well, I wouldn't like to be just looking after fellas the whole day and managing, and it wouldn't particularly appeal to me.
And you got married, you settled down here, you had a family. How many children do you have?
Three.
Did you ever have that conversation with your children?
No.
Never had it, right?
I mean, if they're not interested, then they're not going to take over. Well, I wouldn't think it would be a good idea anyway. There's no point in giving anything to anybody if you're not interested.
Yeah.
Or in the sense of forcing them into something.
Is that speaking a little bit from experience about how it was when you were young?
There is an element of that, yeah. But it probably won't be until everything is gone and it's quiet that I'll hit a wall, I presume. I mean, it won't be a nice experience because, I mean, the cows have looked after me over all these years, and I think I've looked after them. And that's a relationship. We've looked after each other. What the sale really says is that I'm getting old, and I'm not able for the pace, and I need to come down a gear. I don't want to leave the game completely. There'd be things that would happen where you couldn't react fast enough, or you couldn't get out of the way, and that you could end up injured, or you do things, you jump off the tractor and you wouldn't put on the handbrake. There's a message there, isn't there?
Yeah.
And it's a decision, and it's not a decision that I've been, will I, won't I, back and forth. I think it's a good decision. I mean, there's nothing great about acknowledging that you're moving on, that your sell-by date is coming up.
Well, in many walks of life outside of farming, that's what people do. They reach 65, or maybe if they can do it younger, they go. So it's not a big, it's nothing new. Well, however, in farming, it's quite unusual, isn't it?
Well, in lots of cases, I mean, if you have somebody coming on who's interested, you can take a slower paced role and they take over and you're still involved, and that's a great situation to be in,
to be able to walk through the cattle in the morning.
Yeah. And I mean, I've seen here with people who've come to look at the cows, I mean, it's great to see fathers and sons who work together. It's a lovely sight.
So it's a busy place here today, Anthony. You've lots of neighbours helping you gather up the cows for tomorrow. One of them is here with me. Your name is?
Mike Hayes.
Mike, you're a neighbour.
Yes, and a very good friend of Anthony's for years. And we used to socialise together. We used to exchange our farming views together. And like all farmers in East Waterford, they're a very progressive lot.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we, that's Anthony and myself and a lot of other guys, we're the last of the quota era. And unfortunately, The next generation is a little bit wiser. They're not following in behind us. So we're the last of the Mohicans as such.
So what do you think of Anthony's decision to get out?
I think it's a very sensible, very well calculated. He's getting out at the right time. Milk price is good. There's a demand for his type of stock, which is the up-and-coming efficiency breed, high EBIs and all of that. And he's done an excellent job here. He has excelled himself as a dairy farmer. So he's going out on a high note.
I grabbed you now as you were rushing out the gate here. Where are you heading off to?
I'm heading off there for some spuds.
Well, I better let you go. That's a very important job because you've more work to do here in gathering up the cows.
We'll get back here after lunch and help out Anthony and make sure that all the detail is sorted out.
Ready to roll. Lovely to meet you, Mike.
Thanks very much, Damien. And
the best of luck in the future.
All right.
Thanks, Mike.
See you later, and Mike.
See you later.
What about your family? I mean, did you sit down together in the kitchen?
No. It's my decision, yeah. It's my life.
And have they given you their backing or said, go for it, Dad?
Yeah. Well, I suppose so, yeah. It is. It's one of those milestones where everything changes.
When you look back over your 40 years here, yes. You know, and when you, I suppose, reflect next week now in the yard here, which will be empty, you know, are you pleased with the life and farming that you've had?
Well, I wouldn't have regrets because I think they're a waste of time for a start. Because you can't change it. If you live in the past, you get depressed. If you live in the future, you'll get anxious. But if you live in the present, you'll have a bit of peace.
Well, that's a good mantra to have.
Nothing is wasted. Every experience is valuable and it's not wasted.
Well, Anthony, I wish you all the very best later on with the sale. It'll be a big occasion for you. I know you haven't had much time to think about it, but we wish you all the very best into the future, and thanks very much for chatting to us on what is a very busy time for you here on the farm.
Well, thank you very much, Damien. You're welcome.
Yeah, Anthony Betts, we wish him all the very best with this morning's sale of his top-class herd of high EBI-rated cows. Takes place under the eye of auctioneer Michael Taff in the farmyard and online at 11:30. More details on taffauctions.com.